At the old judge's cottage, Anna had just finished washing for bed in her room. She grabbed a towel, dried her face, and looked into the mirror. Instead of her reflection, it was as if she were looking through a window into a room. It was a large bedroom. In it was an enormous bed surrounded by thick bed curtains. At the foot of the bed, King Loren sat with his legs stretched out. General Little pulled at the king's boots.
That was a reckless thing to do, sire.
I wish the arrow had hit him.
The entire country would have called you a murderer. These things must be done at the proper time and the proper place.
Is that right? Where is Darien gone, General?
Home, I believe.
Well, then the proper time is now, and the proper place is at his house. You know what must be done. See to it.
Yes, sire.
General Little marched out of the room. Anna watched in the mirror as the king threw himself face down onto the thick cushions of his bed. He seemed to fall asleep. The room was still for a moment. Then a shadow moved in the window. The curtains parted, and a woman Anna had never seen before stepped out. She glanced nervously at the king on his bed, then crossed the room and leaned against a wall next to a bookcase. Watching the king closely, she reached over to the chair rail that lined the wall and pressed something along the top. A secret door in the panel opened. She slipped out of the room. The secret door closed, and the wall looked as solid as it had before. Anna trembled for a moment. And then the room disappeared, replaced by Anna's face in the mirror. She looked pale. Her knees felt weak. Her arms ached from clutching the washstand so tightly. Composing herself, she splashed water on her face again, dried off, then went to bed.
I can't concentrate.
Well, what are you going to do?
That's a very good question, lad. Thinking of the answer is why I can't concentrate.
But the king tried to kill you. Shouldn't you escape while you can?
I would, except for the wedding tomorrow. I can't dishonor the princess in that way. It would be an insult to her and the entire royal family. The nation would be up at arms.
Doesn't anyone use the front door in this house?
Ah, that will be Prince George. He'll know what to do. Oh, this is a surprise.
Darien.
Princess Michelle. You remember Kyle?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
What brings you here, my princess?
We haven't much time. They're on their way.
Who? Who is?
General Little's special guards. They've been instructed to arrest you.
What? On what charge?
Treason.
That's insane.
Insane or not, that's what my father wants.
Well, no one will believe it. How could they prove a charge of treason?
You underestimate my father. Oh, he has it all worked out. They're going to claim that the man who tried to assassinate you outside of Crawley had learned that you were hatching a plot to overthrow the king. You had him killed to keep him quiet.
I didn't have him killed. The soldiers will attest to that.
What soldiers? Your soldiers. Oh, you must leave now.
You're the king's daughter. Why should I believe you?
Why should... Oh, Darien... Well, it is no secret that my father wanted me to marry you so I'd keep an eye on you. It is a secret that I have feelings of my own on the matter. But no one has bothered to ask me what they are. And the truth is, I love you. I have from the first time I met you.
I'm humbled, my princess.
Sir? There seems to be a regiment at the front door. Shall I answer it?
Stall them, Amaris. Tell them I'm in bed. Give me some time.
Yes, sir.
What are we gonna do?
Well, the only thing I can do. I'm going to bed.
Huh? What do we do now, Darian? I don't think locking the door will keep them out.
Okay, we have to stall for time. Help me with that suit of armor. We'll put it on the bed and cover it up.
Good grief. Do you guys have suits of armor in every room? Wouldn't knickknacks be easier?
Michelle, dim the lights.
Right.
All right, I got the covers over here. There. Looks like I'm sleeping like a baby. Open the window, Kyle.
Okay.
Anyone below?
No.
I assume you're coming with me.
Where else would I go?
And what of me?
Oh, it's gonna look bad for you, Princess. Little's men will wonder why you're here. Rush down and tell them I threatened to kill you if you didn't help me. Attempted murder won't surprise them if they think I'm a traitor. Tell them you saw me rush to the east wing of the house. Let them search for me there. That'll keep them busy for a while. If they come here and see what looks like me in the bed, they'll suspect it's a trap and approach slowly. Every moment will help.
Darian.
Princess, it was an honor almost marrying you.
Another time, perhaps.
Perhaps. Thank you, Michelle. Now hurry.
Farewell, my king.
Are you ready, Kyle?
Yeah. I'm getting used to escaping with you out windows.
Let's hope this is the last time.
Judge?
Don't worry, child. Stay back while I get the door. Hello, Darian.
Hello, old friend.
Please, come in. And who is this? Oh, you must be...
Kyle!
Anna!
Morning came as Kyle and Anna finished swapping stories of their time in Maris. They were both amazed by their adventures, though Anna didn't tell Kyle about her bizarre dreams, nor did Kyle mention how he'd saved Darian's life 3 times. Some things seemed a little too strange to talk about.
Do you think Grandma and Grandpa are worried?
Probably. Maybe the police are looking for us.
Well, what can we do about it?
I can't figure out how we got here, so I don't know how to get back.
Well, the old judge says we're here because of the Unseen One.
The Unseen One? I've heard about him, but who is he?
He's God.
You mean God? Like Grandma and Grandpa talk about God?
I guess so.
But God doesn't do things like this. Does he?
I think he used to in the Bible. Maybe he really does things here.
But why would he bring us here?
I think we're supposed to do something.
Like what?
I'm not sure. Maybe we're supposed to have faith and then we'll find out.
I'd like the two of you to come into the front room, please. We have things to discuss.
Well, here it is. It's in all the newspapers.
Plot to overthrow King foiled. What?
Well, according to the article, a plot to overthrow the king was exposed just in the nick of time. For security reasons, the wedding has been canceled. The royal family is leaving the capital city for a safer place until the extent of the plot can be determined.
Does it say you're part of the plot?
Not directly, but it's implied. Anyone who hears the news will assume I'm part of the plot.
Who is this woman? In the picture?
That's Princess Michelle. Darian was supposed to get married to her. Why?
I had a dream about her.
You've never seen her before.
This is so weird. In one dream, she was with the king, and then... I think just last night, I saw her in a bedroom. And there were soldiers who came into the room, and there was something in the bed. It looked like a man, but it was, it was a suit of armor.
You dreamt all that?
Yes.
But that's impossible. You must have overheard Darian tell the story to the old judge. You're getting mixed up.
I haven't mentioned the suit of armor.
But how could you dream that?
She dreamt it because she's been called by the Unseen One. She'd had many dreams like that because she is a voice for him.
A voice? This is amazing. The Unseen One is at work again.
Through these 2 children.
Wait a minute. You knew about my dreams?
My dear child, why do you think you're here?
Okay, can we back up a couple of steps? I'm fuzzy about this whole thing where the Unseen One has brought us here to do things.
Didn't Darian tell me about the 3 times you saved his life?
What? Kyle?
Well...
Go on, lad. Tell the old judge how you felt right before the attempts on my life.
I get this sick feeling in the pit of my stomach. And the next thing I know, somebody tries to hurt Darian and I warn him.
You, my boy, are a protector.
But I don't understand.
You don't have to understand. It's for you to have faith and to play your part to the best of your ability.
Oh, this is so strange.
I'm a protector.
Why now? Why has the Unseen One brought them here?
For you, Darian. They're here to help you become our king.
I can't be king. Not while Lawrence lives. And I will not raise my hand against him.
Leave that to the Unseen One. But for now, we must make plans. Lawrence is going to pay me a visit.
Why would he do that?
He knows that you'd come here, so he'll come.
He'd send someone to arrest me. He wouldn't come all this way himself.
All this way? It isn't so far. In fact, he's just over the hill.
What are you talking about?
Think about it, son. If they left Sarum for security reasons, where would they go? The king's country estate, and that's all of 2 miles from here. It's peaceful and secure. Being so close, the king will not resist coming to me to find out where you are.
Let him come. I won't be here.
And where will you be?
At the king's country estate.
What? Are you nuts?
Careful, boy.
I mean, are you nuts, sir?
If the royal family is there, then that would include George, and I want to see him.
To what end?
He's my friend. I want him to know that these allegations are all lies.
If he's your friend, then he knows it already.
I want to ask him to speak to the king. Maybe there is a way to make him see that I am not his enemy.
You say that so sincerely. Do you truly believe King Lawrence will ever allow you to return to his court?
I want to believe it's possible, even if it's impossible.
The wheels are in motion, my son. Nothing can be the way it was.
We'll see. In any event, I must try.
Wait, I'm going with you.
No, Kyle, you'll get caught. Or hurt.
Me? Get caught? I'm a protector.
Balmovia, the name of the king's country mansion, was a sprawling estate with acres and acres of royal forest, marshes, and groves, inhabited by royal deer, rabbits, badgers, and other animals of that sort. The mansion stood on a hill, surrounded by well-tended gardens and tennis courts, a swimming pool, and a maze of intricately carved shrubs. Darian knew the land well and suggested they approach where the woods were the thickest, near the archery range.
Considering the king's life is supposed to be in danger, there aren't a lot of guards around. Do you think it's a trap?
Perhaps. What does your gut say?
It's okay.
Well, then let's press on.
As they drew closer to the archery range, they could see that someone was practicing.
Maybe you should hide here while I go ahead. They'll know you, but if they see me, they'll probably think I'm a servant or something.
All right. I'll be here.
Kyle crept to the edge of the forest, staying close to the ground. He hid behind a large tree, which gave him a clear view of the field. His heart raced. A single man was shooting at the targets alone. Prince George. Kyle looked up toward the house to see whether or not anyone there might spot him if he came out. The angle from the house would have made the view difficult. Kyle waited until the prince exhausted his quiver of arrows, then stepped out into the open.
Hello?
Who's there? What do you want?
To speak to your highness on behalf of a friend.
What? Kyle, good heavens. What are you doing here? Is Darian all right?
Follow me and you'll see.
Back at the cottage of the old judge, a large horse-drawn carriage of black and gold came down the road. On its door was the shield of King Lawrence. It was surrounded by a dozen of the king's soldiers.
Didn't I say he would come?
What should we do?
Well, go out and greet him.
As the carriage and the horses came to a stop, the soldiers dismounted and approached the door.
Old man! The king wants to speak with Darian.
Darian? But he isn't here.
No? Then you won't object if my men search the house.
Search my house? No, I don't think so.
Stand aside!
You must find it terribly funny to think that Darian would hide in an old cottage like this.
Funny? Yeah. I suppose it is funny.
Oh, it's very funny.
What's happening?
Watch.
Stop! Mercy! I beg you, have mercy!
You desire mercy? Then leave this place and you'll have it. I will speak only to the king. Tell him to stop hiding in his royal chariot and come to see me himself.
Hurry, men! Come away!
What are you doing, you fools? You've let him bewitch you. Get away from here. I'll deal with this myself.
That's the man who sent me to the slave trader.
General Little.
Well, you old conjurer, I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
A few laughs between friends. What's not to enjoy? Is the king ready to speak to me?
Upon my signal, yes. But I'm not a fool like those other men. I promise to shoot you down on this spot if you attempt anything clever.
Clever? Oh, I'm too old to do anything clever.
Then you may approach the royal carriage. And who is this girl?
I believe the two of you have already met. This is Anna, the girl you attempted to sell.
Ah, the little spy in the closet. Was she working for you?
No. She is working for the Unseen One.
Your Highness!
Hello, you old fox.
Greetings, my son.
Where is Darien?
Hither and yon.
He is under suspicion for treason. You would be committing a crime by harboring a fugitive.
Committing a crime against whom?
Against your king.
My king? And who, pray tell, is my king? You know to whom I pledge allegiance, and it is no king that I see here.
I am not some idiot that you can make laugh, old one. It would be within my right and my strength to strike you down here and now.
Within your strength, perhaps, but not within your right. You waived that right when you turned your back on the Unseen One.
Well, the Unseen One turned his back on me!
Is that so? Shall I recall your rebellion? Do you want your general and this young girl to hear how you willfully disobeyed the one who made you king? I have held my tongue until now, Lawrence. But I will not hesitate to tell the world how you betrayed the ancient ways. And in betraying the ancient ways, you have betrayed your own people. What? Where the blessings of the Unseen One could have been a harvest in your life, his curses will now fall upon you in ways you cannot comprehend.
Curses, really? Did you hear that, General?
But my lord.
He speaks of curses. I am a cursed man already. How am I to control myself when the world has turned against me? Am I not cursed? Cursed beyond all measure?
Sire, he is toying with your emotions. Resist him. Control yourself.
Control myself? Is such a thing possible? There is nothing I can do. I can't breathe.
Listen, Judge. Stop whatever it is you're doing, or I will kill you.
Kill me, and the king will cry himself to death.
Then what do you want?
Take the king away, and he'll soon be back to his sour self. And never, never return to my cottage. The day that you do will be your last.
We are not finished. Come, your highness.
Your conjurings won't stop me, old man. I will find Darien!
Perhaps Darien will find you.
This way, my lord. Come, your highness.
How did you do that?
Me? It wasn't me. But now I have a mission for you.
Drive on! Drive on!
My prince.
Darien! What are you doing here? Why have you taken this risk? I had hoped you'd be miles from here by now.
I had to see you, to be sure you don't believe the allegations in the newspapers.
Of course not. I'm not privy to my father's scheming, but I knew he'd gone over the edge when he took a shot at you with that crossbow. Can't imagine what he was thinking. I'm afraid he's lost his sanity.
You're certain it wasn't an accident? I mean, he'd been drinking heavily.
No. Didn't I warn you that something like this might happen? He's beside himself with jealousy.
Oh. Then the king really does want me dead.
Dead. Or arrested, though I doubt there's much difference between the two. Look, Darian, you have to get out of here and out of the country. My father won't make a public spectacle of his desire to get rid of you, but he'll work quietly. He'll send his men after you. He already has, in fact. They've gone to the old judge's cottage to find you.
What? I have to make sure Anna's all right.
Don't worry. The old judge can take care of anyone or anything.
Still, you must go.
To where? This is my homeland.
I don't know. The people of Gothard have always been friendly to you. Remember the fuss they made when you vacationed there last year? You were a celebrity. Prince Edwin himself couldn't do enough for you.
That's a sound idea. If he can give me refuge until your father's mind changes, then maybe that will be enough.
It's certainly worth a try. But I'd stay away from trains or main roads. My father has spies everywhere.
All right. Thank you, George.
It was reckless of you to come.
I couldn't have left the area without knowing for certain that we are still friends, no matter what happens with your father.
Our friendship is secure, my brother. May the Unseen One be our witness.
So be it.
Take care of him, Kyle.
I will.
Now, go quickly.